Warhammer 40k Armageddon vs. Starter Sets vs. Combat Patrols, what to buy first in 11th edition. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. If two players want Space Marines and Orcs, buy the Armageddon launch box. If you are a solo beginner, start with a starter set or one combat patrol first, then add Armageddon only when you know which army you will build and paint. The Armageddon box is loud, cinematic, and exactly the kind of release that makes a new player spend like a veteran. Dax likes drama. Dax does not like expensive panic. This guide is the purchase fork: launch box, starter set, combat patrol, or direct army upgrade. The right answer depends on whether you are splitting the box, collecting one side, or just trying to get your first legal games without drowning in sprues. The fast verdict: who should buy Armageddon? Buy Armageddon if you are splitting the Space Marines and Orcs, if you want the current 11th edition story object, or if the included forces are exactly the armies you want to paint. Do not buy it as a generic beginner box if half the contents will sit untouched. Community advice around 40k starter purchases repeats one boring truth because it is correct: buy the army you will paint. A discounted pile of models you dislike is still a pile of chores. The launch box wins on plastic and occasion. The starter set wins on teaching path and terrain. A single faction combat patrol wins on focus. Reddit threads keep circling the same conflict because best value changes when half the miniatures, the terrain, or the second army is unwanted. Use a three-part test before paying. Do both factions have an owner? Do you have terrain or a club that supplies it? Will you build the first playable force before buying another box? Three yes answers make Armageddon compelling. One yes answer means the apparent discount can become a pile of delayed decisions. Armageddon versus starter set. What problem are you solving? A starter set solves rules, tools, dice, and two-player onboarding. Armageddon solves enthusiasm for a specific war zone and two specific armies. Those are different problems. If your goal is teach me 40k this weekend, the starter set route is cleaner. If your goal is we are building Marines and Orcs because Armageddon owns our imagination, the launch box has the stronger soul. The full new starter set is designed to teach from first assembly into combat patrol and includes the battlefield infrastructure the launch box omits. The smaller introductory set is a lower-risk hobby test with paints and staged learning, but it is not the best route for someone already committed to a full army. Terrain deserves its own budget line. Community answers correctly note that stores and regular opponents may provide it, but a home table needs enough line-of-sight blocking and footprints for fair missions. The starter set terrain is aimed at its included format, not automatically a complete 1,000 or 2,000-point battlefield. Armageddon versus Combat Patrol. The repeatable games question: Combat Patrol is the better first purchase when you want a boxed force designed around repeated small-format games. Armageddon is better when the box is the beginning of a larger army and you already accept that extra purchases are coming. That makes Combat Patrol the practical beginner answer, especially for a solo buyer. It is less flashy, but it keeps your first games contained instead of instantly asking for list expansion. Combat Patrol gives you a defined small game contract: one faction, a fixed force, tailored rules, and an opponent who can bring another patrol. Armageddon gives two larger starting collections and the launch rules, but you still need to organize fair learning games and a hobby schedule. If your favorite faction is neither Space Marines nor Orcs, do not let launch week value talk you out of the army you actually want. A faction combat patrol plus tools, primer, a few paints, and club terrain is often the cheaper path to a game you will repeat. What should a new Space Marine player buy first? If you keep the Space Marine half, your first extra buys should fill battlefield function, mobility, anti-tank, and scenario presence. The temptation is to buy the coolest centerpiece immediately. The useful path is transport, durable threat, objective play, then spectacle. Dax order: finish what came in the box, add one unit that changes how the army moves, then add the heavy answer your local tables demand. Do not purchase a centerpiece until the launch force has played missions. Record what fails: reaching distant objectives, removing armor, surviving primary scoring or screening. Buy the missing battlefield job, not the model receiving the loudest reveal video. For a Salamanders, Blood Angels, or other chapter-themed plan, verify which units are universally useful and which depend on current detachment rules. Addition updates can move points. A painted transport and a unit you enjoy are more durable investments than chasing a one-week efficiency spike. What should a new Orc player buy first? Orcs reward momentum. After Armageddon, your best early additions usually make the army faster, meaner, or more coherent on objectives. A truck changes the feel of the force. Nobs or Stormboys make the first 1,000-point games less static. A giant character is fun, but it is not the first fix for a small collection. Orc collections expand especially well through transport, objective pressure, and units that make the army's preferred tempo clearer. Play the patrol-sized force first so you know whether you enjoy fast pressure, infantry mass, vehicles, or character-led brawling. Also, budget assembly time. 38 orcs are not free value if their mold lines and paint queue stop the army reaching the table. Batch in playable groups and celebrate table-ready rather than waiting for display case perfection. What do Warhammer forums keep warning beginners about? The best recurring advice is practical: do not buy faster than you paint, do not chase points changes before learning missions, and do not assume launch box value matters if the models are not your faction. Rules move, painted armies stay. Also, budget for tools. Clippers, glue, primer, brushes, paints, storage, and a gaming surface are not glamorous, but they decide whether the box becomes a playable army. Forewarnings repeat across current threads. Launch boxes are temporary while starter sets remain available. The app and official downloads reduce the need to buy rules blindly. Terrain needs grow with table size, and selling an unwanted half is possible but not guaranteed at the price used to justify the purchase. There is also a useful anti-FOMO point. The new starter set is expected to remain the onboarding product for years. Armageddon is the better limited object. The starter set is the better patient teacher. Scarcity is not the same thing as suitability. What is Dax Nurgret first month plan? Week 1, build only the first playable chunk. Week 2, prime and paint to a table-ready standard. Week 3, play combat patrol or the smallest fair format. Week 4, buy the missing role, not the loudest model. That plan sounds unromantic until you watch a new hobbyist finish an army instead of joining the Gray Plastic Witness Protection Program. Cap the first month at one box. Build a legal small force, play two learning missions, paint to a consistent tabletop standard, and only then write the next shopping list. Keep a missing jobs note beside the score sheet. That note is more valuable than any generic army tier list because it describes your collection, opponents, terrain, and mistakes. Dax's blunt rule: if you cannot name who owns the orcs, who owns the marines, and where the first game happens, Armageddon is not yet a plan. It is a very attractive carton. Final ruling: Armageddon is the right buy when the box itself is the dream, marines versus orcs, a friend to split with, and a plan to get plastic painted. For the generic newcomer, combat patrol or a starter set wins because it is cleaner and less wasteful. Dax's verdict: buy Armageddon for commitment, not curiosity. Buy Armageddon for two committed faction owners, maximum miniatures, launch edition collectability, or a clean split. Buy the full starter set for two beginners who need terrain and a staged rules path. Buy a combat patrol when one person already knows their faction. Buy the introductory set when the real question is whether building and painting miniatures feels fun at all. Final verdict: buy Armageddon if the box is your real army story. If you are still choosing a faction, buy a starter set or combat patrol first and keep the wallet from role-playing as a bolter. Frequently asked questions: should a new player buy Warhammer 40K Armageddon first? Only if they want the included Space Marine or Orc Force, or can split the box with a second player. A starter set or combat patrol is usually cleaner for a solo beginner. Is combat patrol better than a launch box for repeated small games? Yes. A launch box is better as a collector story faction commitment. Combat patrol is better as a controlled first format. What should I buy after Armageddon? Finish and play the launch box models first, then buy the missing battlefield role, mobility, anti-tank, objective pressure, or transport. What is the biggest beginner mistake? Buying more models before the first batch is built and painted. Warhammer value comes from a playable army, not boxes stacked like trophies. Can I play combat patrol straight out of the box? After you build the miniatures, yes, Games Workshop publishes free combat patrol rules and datasheets for the format. You still need dice, measuring tools, a battlefield, and an opponent, but you do not need to turn the box into a full 2,000-point army first. Do I need a codex immediately? Not to learn the core game or start combat patrol. Use the current free core rules and combat patrol downloads first. Buy the codex when you are expanding into the full army and need its broader unit rules, detachments, and faction reference.